This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
We are in studio with our band tonight. It's awesome to have this band, these two dudes, not the whole band, but just two dudes from the band Old Iron. It's been a long time coming to have you guys in studio. Your new record just came out yesterday. Without any further ado, why don't you introduce yourselves, welcome you to the metal shop, the land of the metal, and what's your name and what do you do for Old Iron?
Well, I'm Jesse, and I play guitar and do the lion's share of the singing.
Okay.
If you call it that.
Barking? Screaming?
Barking. I make vocal
yelling.
Sounds.
Nice.
I'm Jared, and I play bass.
Awesome. Right
he
on.
He has a little bit of that, too. He's just not giving himself credit.
Right on. Well, it's awesome to have you guys up. Tell me a little bit about this record that came out yesterday. It's your first album on Good to Die Records, a super badass, locally formed, and put out a lot of Northwest label. Bands. The label is based out here in Seattle. Is that right?
Yeah. I'm in another band called Sandrider, and we
yes.
put a few records on Good to Die, and we just had a great experience with Nick and Good to Die. They're just awesome. I think what they're doing for the scene here is really a positive thing, and like, it's awesome to be able to. I'd love to support him even if I weren't on his label, but the fact that we're getting to put out a record and be a part of that whole lineage is really a kind of a feather in our cap.
Absolutely.
Well.
That label's got a lot of really good things going on right now. There's so many good bands. Who are some of your favorite label mates right now?
Well, we just play with a band called Maximum Mad.
Yeah, Maximum Mad was definitely a surprise and very brutal. They were awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I definitely recommend checking them out.
They put out a cassette recently.
Yeah.
Or is it on the way out? I'm not sure if it's out yet or not, but anyway.
Either way.
Google it.
You guys have put out, Good to Die has put out a lot of albums, but I gotta say, you're probably the heaviest album to be released on Good to Die, would you say?
I hope so.
Okay, cool. All right. Well, the album is called Lupus Metallorum, and it came out yesterday. You can get it on Spotify, you can stream it on Bandcamp, but you can also purchase it in person. That's actually a thing. You can go and buy it at a brick-and-mortar store. Imagine that. Sonic Boom, Easy Street, and Silver Platters all have it. Tell me about the record a little bit. Like, how long did it take to go from inception to actually having that physical slab in your hands?
Well, we definitely don't move quickly in this band, either musically or in the third dimension.
It took us a little over a year and a half, probably.
Really? Was it that fast? I thought it was a little longer than that. But
well, we were busy doing some other things. We hit the road with a new drummer that we had to show songs to.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. And so
lots of playing old songs with him, and then we started writing stuff. So there was kind of a lag. But and also, I was when we first started this band, I was playing with Kid Congo Powers, touring a bunch, and doing Sandrider. And was there a period where I was doing Ruby Doe stuff, too, at the same time? I think it was...
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, it was just like a brief period where it was crazy. So, like...
And you're a full-time tattoo artist.
And I'm a Well, Jared is as well, so it's kind of it's a crazy... Crazy mixed up bunch of artistic endeavors that we pursue. So
that's awesome. So, being tattoo artists, do you guys get to decide like your artwork for your like? Do you guys draw your artwork for your album? Because the new album is incredible artwork.
Oh, thank you. I painted that one. Actually, I painted both the first record's cover as well.
Cool.
But we also Jared's worked on the inside cover and stuff too. And you know, I think we're real democratic about everything. So it's just sort of if anybody's got a good idea. I mean, we're all just open to it and pretty easygoing as far as that stuff.
Cool.
And we seem to have the same taste, so it just kind of works out.
Gnarly metal-looking stuff and wolves and gnarly stuff.
Can't go wrong.
So we're going to go into two songs off the new Old Iron record. Again, this is a Northwest band, keeping it Northwest, Grave Wax and Friday Glendale. Anything you want to say about these two songs before we throw it right in there?
Play them loud. Turn it up.
Get loud, get weird.
The band you are listening to currently, Old Iron. They are in studio. They're an incredible Northwest band bringing the heaviness, that iron that's truly, truly iron. So you're listening right now, and the band is called Old Iron, like I said, and the album, I'm sorry, is called... what is it again? Metalus? I'm sorry. It was in front of me. Lupus Metallorum. My bad. It's on Good to Die Records. I'm just talking too much. I got a lot of coffee in my system. I'm trying to stay up.
You are caffeinated tonight,
dude.
I am
highly caffeinated.
You are very caffeinated. You might vibrate through a wall.
It's all good.
Speaking of Good to Die, I want to give them a quick shout-out. They've got so many good records and so many good bands on their label. Rabbids, Gaithius, Murso, Blood Drugs, Kinski. That split Sandrider did with Kinski is freaking savage, dude.
Yeah.
Really, really good.
It was a real honor to get to do something with them because I had been a Kinski fan for years. So
love that Jane's Addiction cover.
I always forget about that Brokaw record, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, those guys were brutal.
That was a really, really good band. So, good work. Shout out to local label.
Indeed, yeah.
So, Old Iron in studio, their record came out yesterday. I'm always interested in thinking back to, like, your formative years as, like, a musician or as just a fan of metal and heavy music. We got Jesse and Jared from the band in studio right now. Thinking back to like your formative years, maybe being a teenager or when you got into the music, what was like the first heavy band that really just like drew your attention and you knew like you weren't going to be the same?
Buzz Oven, probably.
Nice.
Honestly, for me, it was probably the first time I heard Master of Puppets.
Cool.
I had a buddy that I used to hang out at the BMX track with, took me back to his house and played Master Puppets for me, and that just like blew my mind.
Yeah,
because prior to that, like all I'd ever heard was, this was sort of during the heyday of MTV, and so there wasn't really anything like that on MTV at that time. So, and you know, like, I mean, this is pre-internet, so if you wanted to discover something, you either had to go to a tape store and buy a tape and check it out and take the risk, or you know, a friend's turn you on to stuff. So it was kind of, I don't know, we don't have this like really fast progression that we do now with music. People just like discover stuff like...
Exactly.
It's crazy.
You become an instant black metal like aficionado in like 15 minutes.
And it's super genre specific too.
Oh, yeah.
It's like they have this exhaustive knowledge about this one specific thing. It's like...
It's like I have every basement black metal one-man project from 1985 in 5 minutes, you know.
I don't do 1986.
Okay, yeah. It's sold out after that.
It all went downhill in 86.
Jared, you mentioned Buzz Oven. What was it about them? And, like, that's a pretty deep cut. How did you hear about them, and who turned you on to them?
A buddy of mine, Roger, played those guys for me.
Awesome.
And it was not like anything I'd heard before. A lot of my buddies were listening to, like, pop punk and stuff like that.
Sure.
I always liked weirder stuff, and it was heavy and weird. Had cool samples in it.
Nice.
So I latched onto it.
Right on. Well, so then, you know, all downhill from there or upward, whatever way you want to think about it. You guys are both tattoo artists. Now, does heavy music and, like, metal influence you guys? Do you guys get to listen to what you want while you're tattooing?
Absolutely.
Totally. Yeah, it's one of the perks of the job, actually.
And I think all the early imagery and stuff like that has definitely found its way into the work that I do now.
That's awesome. Right on. And shout out your tattoo shops.
Oh, well, I own Dark Age Tattoo on Capitol Hill.
I own Rabid Hands in Ballard.
Right on. Some owners and artists. That's very cool. Your own bosses. You don't have to take crap from anyone.
True.
So, Old Iron in studio, back on the band tip, they're going to be playing a few shows. They're actually going to be doing a tour down the West Coast. What's the band you guys are playing with? Archons?
Archons, yeah.
Yeah, they're some buddies of ours. I've known those guys for years. They were in bands in Seattle, and the Rudo used to play with. A couple of those guys used to be in Sludge Plow.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, we used to play a bunch of shows with them and just kind of kept in contact over the years. I ended up tattooing the bass player, and so we just, you know, it just kept going organically.
That's awesome.
And
the bass player is another tattooer.
He is also a tattooer.
Cool.
That works at Hidden Hand Tattoo.
Yep.
Right on.
Yeah, he just moved back to Seattle, so.
It's a big community.
It is.
Do you guys just bring a tattoo gun on the road with you? And just, we got some downtime. Who wants to work on the other one?
No, I can only do one thing at a time.
Okay. It's kind of like really like tour sort of like vacation for us.
Okay.
We don't have to think about that stuff. So it's actually pretty nice not to.
Do you draw a little bit while you're on the road to keep the chops up?
I have to draw. I'm one of those people, like, if I'm on the phone, I'm at least drawing some weird shape or something. Yeah, I have to.
No, I'm I don't
know. It's a break for Jared.
I look at the same two apps on my phone for hours on end.
Grindr and RedTube.
He's been on my phone.
October 11th at Lo-Fi is their end of their West Coast tour with Archons, and but their next show is Rat City Recon, September 16th at White Center at the Southgate Roller Rink or Drunky Two Shoes Barbecue. This is going to be a fun one.
Indeed.
I hope it's at the roller rink.
Yeah.
I've heard that shows there are crushing.
Get people like crushing it or smashing into each other while like moshing roller skating and
literally
blading.
Literally and figuratively.
Well, we got a couple more songs. We might be able to fit a couple more in here. Old Iron, you'll hear from them in just a few. Here's two more songs from their new record. It's called Lupus Metolorum. This song is called Nightmare Tooth. Tell me a little about it, or just intro it.
Ooh.
We named it after Trent's tooth.
Yeah, Trent was having a little problem with his tooth, and it just kind of all went downhill from there.
We'll be right back.
crushing tunes by Old Iron. It's Metal Shop here on 99.9 KISW. So awesome to have Jesse and Jared in studio from the band Old Iron. We just played a couple songs, and that was Lupus Metallorum, the title track from the new record. It is available now. You can pick it up at local record stores. You can stream it online any way you want. Or how do we follow you guys? Do you guys have like a social media presence? I'm sure you do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we do.
We have Instagram and Facebook.
Yeah, the Instagram is Old Iron Band. I think there's some underscores separating the words. Facebook. We have a website, oldironband.com.
Bandcamp as well.
Yep, Spotify.
Yeah, Spotify.
We're everywhere.
Everywhere.
Everywhere you want to be.
They're on Tinder. Just Tinder. Match with them.
Swipe right, as often as possible.
Swipe right. They'll show up at your house and just tear
swipe
it down.
All over you.
I'll take that however is allowed.
They're like, hey,
FCC friendly.
They're like, hey, we're here with the riffs.
Yeah, let's swipe.
We brought the riffs for swiping.
So you guys are also going to be playing a Planned Parenthood benefit show at Petty Rosso on Capitol Hill. Do you know the details on that, when it is?
I think it's September 18th with Great Falls.
Yeah.
And Post-Boredom.
Oh, yes.
Awesome. Both great bands. That's very cool, man. What's the rest of the year look like for you guys and the future of things? I mean, you guys just came out with this new record. What is the goal of Old Iron?
Well, aside from total world domination,
exactly.
We're going to start with the West Coast.
Cool.
And work our way down to San Diego and back up. And we're going to be doing that with our buddies in Archon, so it'll be a group effort.
It'll be easy to dominate the world.
Group domination.
Again, October 11th at the Lo-Fi is the homecoming for that, the West Coast tour with Archons. So definitely check that out. But their next one is the Rat City Recon, September 16th at the Southgate Roller Rink in White Center. Ryan, the Beards Band Pound also playing that one.
Yeah, that's a family affair.
Yeah.
I told Jesse we were sitting down kind of picking our brains about that a little bit, and I just told him, hey, man, we'll play it, but only if Old Iron does.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
That's
on.
Good company.
So any quick shout-outs you want to make to say to the Northwest audience before we play a song that you picked?
I definitely would like to thank Matt Bayless for doing such an amazing job recording the record.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, like it was just a really great experience working with him. I've been a fan of his records for years, and it was, yeah, he went above and beyond. It was a great experience.
Right on.
Yeah, and then Brad at Audio Siege.
Yeah, Brad did a great job too.
Did the mastering.
Cool. All right, well, we're going to go into a song here. Old Iron picked this one. Actually, Jesse from Old Iron picked this one. It's a band that he likes from Canada called Dead Brain Cells, right?
Indeed, yeah.
It's a great band name.
Oh, yes. A lot of dead brain cells in this room. Old Iron, check them out and support local metal. It's Metal Shop on the Rock. Yeah. That delay, though. Yo, too much shit, a bunch of people. It's only there, but it's not weak.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.